A weak solidarity bricky team, Lister, when the daily grab bag of visionless promises drags on with only the Canberra Press Gallery finding anything to get remotely excited about. Although a midday collection of throwaway promises, there seemed to be a daily pattern developing, with big supremo Anthony Albanese obviously hit by the campaign stress, feeling very unwell. Because every day he's been forced to whip out his Medicare card, taking advantage of his bulk billing promise, and I'm sure on behalf of all of us, we hope his health improves, even if his policies don't. While caring business class supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer must have felt his campaign bus was running out of petrol, because every day, every single day, he's been forced to pull up at a petrol bowser and refill his empty electorate tank, part of his nuclear and fossil-led recovery from climate change, if there is such a thing. A positive move, really, because the fortunes or the centuries of nuclear waste won't be a problem, because the rest of his policies guarantee the planet, or more correctly, life on the planet, won't survive anyway. Win-win. Although poor Pete's attempts to eschew his trample the poor policies as non-trample the poor policies were done a huge favour by his giant mind, terra nullius, non-land, non-people spokesperson and slasher of government services, Jacinta not-so-bright name your price, who declared we could make True Blue Aussie great again. After which he let Pete off the hook by declaring, I didn't know I'd said it. Poor Jacinta. Absolutely no idea what she's saying, which could explain a lot. On the positive side, both Anthony and Pete have ensured an end to the so-called housing crisis, promising to hand billions of housing funding to the banks via first home buyers, whom, thanks to the respective and not particularly divergent policies, soon won't be able to afford the illusion they're being promised anyway. But we knew Anthony would want to solve the so-called crisis because, and here's something most people wouldn't know, Anthony was raised in public housing by a single mum. Indeed, my local member, whose seat is looking very precarious, in one of the near daily pieces of information stuffed in my letterbox, tells us he too was raised in public housing. Making it interesting that people who exploit their public housing background way back background, might just have come up with a so-called housing policy that at least mentioned public housing. But no, the market, the omnipotent market, will solve the problem, as long as the public purse hands it trillions. But in fairness, we can't deny we have two men each with the big vision for this country. My vision, Anthony looked very philosophical, is to see myself serving a second term as big supremo. My, you know, like vision, need we say who, prophet, is to see myself serving a first term like as big supremo like. But not only True Blue Aussie, Pete can also speak for the Indonesia in other people's business supremo and alleged war criminal General Pro Bautamio. The Russians are coming like, you know? Which we didn't know until Pete alerted us. How did this happen, Pete? Because Mr. Albanese is too weak. He's just too weak. But General Pro Bautamio, the real General Pro Bautamio, says they're not coming. How do you explain that? That is just further proof that Mr. Albanese is like, you know, too weak. Meanwhile, a Heard Island delegation of three penguins and a seal were attempting to obtain a meeting with US of the UN of the US of the world, big supremo Donald Trump or the paw, to put a case for some leniency in the crippling tariff imposed on them. Their number one task to obtain details of just what Heard Island exports to the US of. To our knowledge, we don't think we export anything, the lead penguin told the week that was, although we do have imports. Oh, what's that? Their pollution. We import their pollution, which is destroying our environment, along with your True Blue Aussie pollution as well. Perhaps that's what Donald wants to charge them for, showing those penguins and seals have a lot to answer for in hoping to thwart the essential fossil transition from fossil pollution, expressed forcibly and sensibly by big gas polluter Beach Erosion Energy Supremo Brett Wood for Brains, who warned us, "Activist ideology has taken over the decision-making capabilities of true blue Aussie politicians. It is galling," he said, "to witness the blatant hypocrisy of some politicians who spout anti-gas project rhetoric in their community, claiming the climate change high ground, while knowing full well their actions only serve to promote higher global emission impacts." There. Just when we thought Wood for Brains may have had a vested interest like obscene profits from polluting more and more, no. He's only concerned to prevent higher global emission impacts. Although, maybe an explanation of how polluting more and more solves global emission impacts might have helped us comprehend his impeccable logic. Because impeccable logic is the preserve of the practitioners of the greatest little economic order of them all. And isn't it exciting to welcome back one of the most logical and highly respected great practitioners, our old mate Chris Rotten to the Corrigan, famous for bringing efficiency to the waterfront in league with former big supremo little Johnny Howhart and his smash evil union's henchman, Peter Root the Workers. Waterfront and water. Chris obviously loves liquid assets, although this resurrection, ironically right on Easter, is also a sad farewell. See, Chris runs a little 45,000 hectare riverina property doing his bit for the environment, growing cotton and almonds, two of the biggest water destroyers. Chris is so upset at government water policy and its impact on his profits, he has declared he is selling up and will not reinvest in True Blue Aussie. He's off, or his money's off, overseas. Won't we miss him and them? But Chris's impeccable logic? The Greens and the Teals and Labor basically want to destroy agriculture and flush the water down the river. It's a bit hard to understand for anyone with a commercial brain. Well, there's no doubt in Chris's case that if there is a brain, it's commercial. But what environmental vandalism? Flushing water down the river. Down the river! Other than, isn't that where it's supposed to be? Good to see Chris still on the right side of history. Impeccable logic also from sundry arbitrations. Well, what else would we expect? Like Her Honour in the Supreme Court ruling the government had no obligation to consult high-rise tower public housing tenants over throwing them out and tearing down their homes. Their human rights were impacted, she conceded, but it was justified. Let's repeat that. The Supreme Court rules it is justified to abuse public housing tenants' human rights. See? Impeccable logic. Right up there with the Federal Court, Her Honour, who last year decreed that Tiwi Islanders complaining about Santosas, the prophets, disturbing their traditional waters was superstition. Oh, and the government is seeking costs from the tenant who took the case, just like Santosas chasing the Tiwi Islanders and the Environmental Defenders Office for its costs. That should teach them a lesson about the impartiality of the law, daring to use capitalist law against capitalists. And speaking of Santosas, remember we praised the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin for running a week of large feature articles promoting, eulogising, telling us we couldn't survive without gas, with big P1 headlines like, "Step on the Gas." No mention the whole week was sponsored by, no need to guess, the polluters themselves. This was acknowledged in small type on the inside pages. The failure to acknowledge with the P1 stories landing Lord Rupert before the press council, which, maintaining our impeccable logic theme, found Lord Rupert had done no wrong. The council accepts that the front page articles were editorial content and not undisclosed sponsored content. Huh? The P1 stories then led into the inside huge spread sponsored by, but But who are we to question the press council's impeccably logical wisdom? And resource behemoths Glenn Notton to the core and white prophets of heaven are challenging Terry Butler, a socialist appointment to the Fair Work True Blue Aussie No Longer Work Choices Just Looks Like It commission, from hearing a case seeking same job, same pay for Labor hire workers because, as an MP, she had described Labor hire as a rort that drives wages down. Such a fine line, isn't it, between bias and truth. The bench, of course, still with a caring business class majority after the previous government appointed only caring business class unbiased men and women in suits, and we can be certain not one of those caring business class appointments would ever have criticised an evil union or their workforce whom they so care about. A strong, caring business class presence is essential when government imposes nightmares on caring employers, like the latest socialist out-of-control attack described by employers as a nightmare. Now we know there have been numerous examples of caring employers just beginning to pay their lazy, avaricious workers super, owing trillions, super payments due every quarter. Well, in a nightmare scenario, the socialists are paying to make the super payments a nightmare every day, because every payday, pity, pay super every payday, ruination, it's a nightmare. Talk about spoiling Easter for caring employers. On just forgetting, obviously all this has a detrimental effect on poor caring employers' memories, like John Pelesti's pub empire, John, true name, facing allegations of a $120 million GST fraud. Well, under federal court examination about how $700,000 of the company's money just landed in his wife's bank account, she said she had absolutely no recollection of any of this. Oh, it's so easy to forget a mere 700 grand landing in your account, isn't it? Like the caring business class candidate for Kooyong portraying herself as a renter and just forgetting totally she actually owns two investment properties. Again, a simple, understandable oversight. Finally, variation on a theme. At Easter, we always pull out the old chestnut about workers being crucified or workers crucifying their caring employers. Well, a real-life analogy this year emanating from Dear Baby Jesus Country. Pontius Pilate washing his hands of any guilt for his actions. As the slaughter, destruction and genocide of the non-land, non-people by Zion continues unabated, as we continue to deny supplying the train-killing merchandise we contribute via the US of Anthony and Penny and Richard Malls, the bad guys, and of course, Pete and his lot, continue to support the slaughter, support Zion's war criminality, and wash their blood-covered hands. Good morning.